This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulullah. Brothers and sisters, salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Once again, we do remind ourselves of the great attributes and names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention in the Holy Quran. Huwa Allahu al-Khaliq al-Bari' al-Musawwir lahu al-Asma' al-Husna. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the maker. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most magnificent. It is Allah azza wa jal, lahu al-asma'ul husna, the one that has the most beautiful names. And today, inshallah, we're going to be talking about one of the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had attributed to himself and made mention in the Holy Quran numerous times. And that's the name of Allah al-Khaliq. Al-Khaliq, the creator. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-Khaliq. خلق كل شيء. Allah created everything. Everything that we see around us and everything that we don't see, everything in this world and everything in this universe, it's all been created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one but Allah azza wa jal. Yes, we as mankind, we do make things, but everything that we make and everything that we create must have an initial substance for us to start off with. If I wanted to build a house, I need materials. If I wanted to create something or manufacture something, I need substance. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Khaliq. Creates from nothing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala initiates it from nothing. Not that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala needs to engage with this tradie or needs to engage with this person that's going to send him or this creation that's going to send him materials. Allah is the Khaliq. He creates everything and whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decrees from nothing. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to create this universe, and Allah Azza wa Jalla wanted to create and decree to create the heavens and the earth and mankind and the jinn before mankind and the angels before the jinn, it was only a command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be, and it happened. And that's what Allah Azza wa Jalla is, the Khaliq. He's the creator that creates everything and everyone from nothing. And this is an attribute only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran al-Kareem, خَالِقُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ فَعْبُدُوهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that created everything. So worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya ayyuhal nas, O people, as Allah azza wa makes mention in the Quran al-Kareem, is there any Lord beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that can sustain you from any sustenance or any provision? Is there anyone beside Allah azza wa jal? يَرْزُقُكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Any creation or anyone beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that can sustain you beside Allah azza wa jal, your sustenance is from Allah, your provision is from Allah, your health is from Allah, your wealth is from Allah, your children are from Allah. Where did you get all those from? Allah created them. And that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, خالق كل شيء. Allah is the maker and Allah is the creator of everyone and everything. So next time when you eat, know that this food that you are eating, it's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah made it. Yes, you were used as a tool for you to irrigate and plant and harvest. But at the end of the day, it's all in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You as a human being, from Allah azza wa jal. When you see this newly born child of yours, it's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you look at the sun, Allah created it. When you look at the moon, Allah created it. When you look around you, Allah created them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Khaliq, the creator that creates whatever he wants, however he wants, whenever he wants, without any initial substance or any initial materials. Allah commands and it happens. And when it happens in accordance to the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the way Allah wants it to happen. How many times you and I try and make something, but it doesn't go according to plans? It doesn't happen. It doesn't eventuate and unfold according to you and I, what we had agreed to, or what we wanted to. We tried, but subhanAllah, it failed, or it wasn't 100%. But when Allah wants to create something, Allah creates 100%, the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants it to be. And that's why Allah is the Khaliq, the creator, the maker, that can create and make whatever he wants. So my brother and my sister, if you need something, ask the Khaliq. He'll make it happen. If you need wealth, ask the Khaliq. He'll give you that wealth. He created it from the very beginning and he continued to create whatever he wants in this world and the hereafter, non-stop. And every creation that Allah creates, creates it in a unique form. Ask Allah for wealth. You want health? Ask Allah for health. You want children? Ask Allah for children. Whatever you want, ask the Khaliq. And when you raise your hands to Allah, call upon the Khaliq and say, you are the Khaliq, you are the creator, you are the maker. Give me what I want and desire. And know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not only he is the Khaliq, but he's also the all-hearing one, the one that hears you and listens to you. So ask him, asking with a sincere heart, acknowledging and understanding the meaning of Al-Khaliq. That's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give us an understanding of that great meaning. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Jazakumullah khairan. Salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Every Muslim dreams to be up in Jannah. A pious person's destiny. Inshallah, in Jannah.